Hey Roy, how you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Hey, you mentioned a lot about stopping Tito, not just beating him, but stopping him in four rounds. What is it about? Is that confidence come from his style of fighting? Do you just think he's an easy opponent for you?
No, it just comes from the fact that I feel like I'm really, really ready. And like for me, I know how I am and how my mindset goes. And for me to go in and fight a guy that's
Can't hear him.
been basically
Can't hear you, Roy. Can't hear you.
I got been basically classified as smaller than me. It's really hard for me not to assess that myself is knocking him out.
By stating that you will knock him out and stating it pretty much emphatically for some time now, if you don't get the knockout, will that be could that be perceived, or will that be, do you think that'll be perceived as a negative against you even if you win the fight?
No, trust me. He not going the distance with me. I just can't see it. I mean, myself, I would like to tell you that all this stuff about if he go the distance this and if he go the distance that, then heck no, I can't take it. I'm sorry. I really can't see him going the distance with me.
Okay, thanks a lot. Let someone else ask.
Thank you.
Take care, guys. And let me say this too: we got another show outside the ring with that we're producing ourselves, as well as the Countdown show from HBO. So, Alan, if you can find out where that's going to be seen, to give them the opportunity to see that one too.
Yeah,
So, a lot of stuff is being done on Superman. That's what we call Roy Superman.
Superman. Yeah, we've serviced press releases on that.
Yeah, faster
Okay.
than a speeding bullet.
Ed, next question.
And our next question comes from Michael of SweetScience.com.
Hey, Roy. Hey, Don. Hey, Hopper. Hey, everyone. Thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it. Yeah, following up on what Franklin said, I am curious. I look at Roy's record. Last time, Roy, you had a KO was Clinton Woods, 2002. That's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven fights since then. No KOs. What are you going to do different? Is there going to be a different level of ferocity or setting down in the punches? What are you going to do different? How are you going to knock this guy out when you haven't done that since 02?
Well, you gotta look at it like this, man.
Yeah.
Superman changed Clark Kent for a little while, gained a little weight, and had to go up and take care of some other business. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
Clark Kent back down to his normal size, got his body back right. So when he metamorphosized and go back to Superman now, it's back to like the old Superman used to be. You know, I had to put on the load. I had to take on the whole Legion of Doom by myself for a minute, go up and wait. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a little different. And when I came back down, what people fail to realize is that what Bob Fitzsimmons did, I don't think nobody really paid attention. After he won the heavyweight title, he came back and regained the light heavyweight title.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people can go say, you know, they're going to try, and really, not many of them even try to win the heavyweight title. But like, take for instance, James Toney. Had he held up and still became heavyweight champion of the world, there's no way he ever could go back down to 175 pounds and become light heavyweight champ again. That's the big part of the catch. That's what nobody didn't understand. If you didn't go back down and regain the light heavyweight title after you won the heavyweight title, then you didn't do what Bob Fitzsimmons did.
All right, can we get you to offer a money back guarantee to the people who go to the Garden if you don't KO? Can you go on record and say that right now? Money back guarantee.
You know what that darn kid y'all do, but I'm pretty like this.
I ain't no money back guarantee. What are you gonna do after you done seen the guy, man? That's a great question. I love that. But
money back guarantee, Don King says it.
I'm gonna tell you like
yeah,
this.
This is just a great, great show, and Roy, you laid it on him right, because there is no one that can say they came back and forth and did both won the titles and held it. And I think it's phenomenal that what's going on, and that's what makes this fight so exciting, when people understand and say, oh, these guys are at the end of their career. These guys are this, these guys are that. Those are the doomsayers, the hillsayers, and naysayers. But they got to understand that when you got a champion with this type of pride and glory, along with another champion that's got the same pride and glory, these guys are fighting for the pride of the thing. Incidentally, you got to trade one end for the other. That means they're going to get paid, but the people are going to see a provocatively exciting card. And, you know, and we want them to hear all sides of their lives before and during, and then we can talk about what happens after.
Okay, so that's yes. That's yes on the money back guarantee. Thanks, Don. You take care, guys.
Oh boy, that was good.
Next question, operator.
Hey, and our next question comes from Robert Morales of Los Angeles Daily News.
Hello, Roy. How you doing, man?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, listen, you know, you've had a great career, and it was you had that 2004 that didn't work out too well for you, the losses to Tarver and Johnson. At that point, after the loss to Johnson, Roy, what made you continue to want to fight, and why are you still fighting today at almost the age of 39?
Because I'm still so good that I know there's a lot that I ain't showed y'all yet, for one. Number two, it going through that time, like I just said, if you listen to what I told you, then you can understand why I'm back, why I'm still fighting. I had to go through a phase where I had to do something for myself, which was come back down and regain the light heavyweight title. Of course, there was going to be consequences and there was going to be sacrifices paid because I did something that you don't do every day. It's been 106 years since somebody has accomplished that feat. That tells you that you're going to have to pay a price to do that. It's a price to go and do things that are historic. And people don't understand that. Well, hey, I don't mind it. I mean, look at Muhammad Ali. He's paying a price now, but look how top he went. Yeah, I mean, how far up to the ladder he went. He went so high to the top that no other fighter probably would ever surpass what he did. Now, he's, you know, at the same time, he suffers a little now, but sometimes we got to pay a price for whatever we do. And we don't, a lot of people just fail to realize it. Unless you know God, you probably don't understand that. But my Christian brothers and sisters, they understand exactly what I'm talking about because they know you got to sacrifice. God sacrifices his only son so that we may have life and we may be able to be forgiven. So if you don't sacrifice, then you're wasting your time. I did my sacrifice and I knew that I was probably going to pay a price for what I did and I probably paid my price. I'm not God, so I truly don't know if that's what it was or not, but I feel like that's part of what it was. However, I'm back now, my body back to where it was, where I want it to be, and I guarantee you he won't make 12 rounds with me.
And that's what makes it so great, because the rededication and redoubling of the efforts to come back and to fight is a pride and a glory thing that he wanted to finish the way he started and what he had done. And when it got derailed, he's now back on track. And this is why he hasn't trained like this for any of the fights. You're a witness, and you're another thing you have to understand, that he's never, ever wanted to cooperate with the press and the media because he was so good. He didn't care what you wrote, good, bad, and different. He was Roy Jones, and he knew how good he was, and so he went. I can say truthfully, everything that has been called upon and requested for him to do has been simply phenomenal. That in itself is a story. The man is dedicated, rededicated to being and committed, not application, commitment. So he is really demonstrating that he really wants to do this thing to show you what he has, how he's going to do it, what he's going to do. All you got to do is to bear witness, because everything that Roy Jones is saying and doing now is stuff he did years and years and years ago when he first started, and then the law came, and he didn't care one way or the other. Now he is on every call. He's in every move. Ain't no excuses, nothing but delivery. So that itself is phenomenal.
Thank you, gentlemen. Good luck, Roy.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Roy, happy birthday.
It
coming
is.
Up coming up on January 16th, 39, down that rock and roll line.
There you go.
And Tito this Thursday.
Cool.
All the birthdays are coming, and now these guys want to find, they want to capture a place in history that is irremovable, you know what I mean, that you can't get around it, and you can't get above it, and you can't get beneath it. It's what it is. And so when this is what we got on our perspective of the show that we did, is to bring in these type of things that you can get from Don King TV, that Don King Network TV. So you can really draw down on anything you want to see any of the series of the shows that we have done, along with those that are on by the Countdown by HBO. So we want you to be able to get an all-round view of Roy Jones Jr., the most phenomenal fighter that came up in the decades of this century.
Okay, next question.
And our next question comes from Roberto of Unaddiction.
Yes, Roy, this is Roberto Arias from Univision, Puerto Rico. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Happy New Year for all of you guys.
Yeah.
Listen, many things has been said about the process, your process of making 170 pounds, and it's been difficult since you've been fighting in heavier divisions. Now we want to know how true is that, if you're having a really hard time in trying to make the 107 pounds.
I ain't gonna tell you if I am. You down there in Puerto Rico, what you gonna tell me to make it happen? Are you serious? You think I'm gonna admit that to you? If I was having a hard time, you'd be the last to know. Anybody
if we'll be on time, when the time comes, he'll see it when he step up on the scale and see if he's there, baby. All these are unanswered questions that will be answered, one the day before the fight, the other one the day of the fight.
There you go.
Do you have another question?
Well, at this point, are you still thinking that the fight will not last longer than 4 rounds?
It ain't going to last longer than 4 rounds, no.
4 rounds is the call. and you got it all.
All right, thank you.
Okay, and our next question.
Right on, my man.
And our next question comes from Michael of BoxingScene.com.
I think that's me, Roy. Wait. Michael Katz, is that who you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Roy, go back to when you were at your peak. Could you envision yourself fighting at the age of 39?
Yeah, I could, because let me just explain to you that, so y'all don't get it twisted. That was the reason, one of the reasons why I never wanted to drink, never wanted to smoke, never wanted to be too much of a party, because I wanted to be able to perform at any time or any age if I had to. And I wanted to keep that option open because I didn't know what might go on in my career. You know, I'm not the guy who guides my life. God guides my life. So whatever he asks or whatever he says, what I got to go do. So I didn't know. I mean, I thought I'd want to be through at a certain age, but it ain't my call. I didn't know when I was going to come here, and I don't know when I'm going to leave. So what? How can I tell you when I'm going to do something when I ain't? Of course, if looking at it, I would try to say when I thought I may have, but I didn't know what he had planned for me. So obviously what he had planned for me was to go further than what I thought I might have wanted to go. So,
do you think if you had beaten Tarver and Johnson that you wouldn't be fighting now?
Probably not, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I say he knows what he wanted from me, not me. So my way, I probably beat them and walked out and been through with it. But then I'd have been cheating the world out of a whole lot of more blessings that he blessed me with, and cheating them out of an opportunity to see a lot more entertainment in this sport than I had let them see already. So I felt like, just like when I got robbed of a gold medal in Soul Career, God knew what that would do to me. He came back and knew it made me come back to show the world that I was going to be the best professional fighter ever. And I did that. So had I won, he knew I probably would have tried to quit. So he didn't let me win so that I wouldn't quit.
Okay, Roy, good luck.
And also, Roy, didn't you say at one of the press conferences, you want to go out on top?
I'm going to go out the way I want to go. If they beat me being myself, then that's that. But they got to beat me being me. Right now, I'm back to being me, 100%.
And that's what counts. Let me tell you something. George Foreman would have either decided to do that. You know what I mean? George Foreman came back and won the titles at 45. You go to the biblical thing, Abraham was over 100 before he started. Sarah was 94 and said he wasn't going to have no babies, but she did. I mean, so the thing is, you got to understand that time moves on, but when God uses you, he utilizes you in the way that he wants to utilize you. All you got to do is have faith and keep hope in the Lord, and your faith is renewed. You can run and not be weary. You can walk and not be faint. So there's a thing here that when you got a guy like a Roy Jones or a guy like myself, 76, and I feel revitalized, like we'll be born again, doing the same thing I did, that's why this fight is so important. Because it's like the rumble in the jungle when Ali was being counted out, said he was too old, he couldn't do this, he couldn't do that. It was a foregone conclusion from 90% of the press that he was going to get destroyed by George Foreman's awesome punching power. But these guys were fighting for the glory and the pride of the game, and so they didn't have to sacrifice one or the other for not getting paid or not saying about money. But this is what Tito and Roy is doing. They're coming in with the pride of the game and what they feel that they got to be utilized for to give this more entertainment to the sport. It makes it a fantastic, phenomenal type of fight with two great fighters that have been to the ilk of their career, and Roy Jones has far exceeded anyone alive that has been fighting in his weight category. And so now he has won the heavyweight title of the world. If I was going to be a guy, I could say, well, if I broke the record and won the heavyweight title of the world, then, I would be ready to walk off dead, heavyweight champion of the world, or defend against Holyfield, which he probably would have beaten, too. But he didn't do that. He went right back. And so he's a phenomenon to you, to me, and everyone else out there. And all we want to do is to watch, stand back and watch to see him perform, to see if he can rise to the occasion as he has predicted, or whether Tito Trinidad has the kryptonite.
And remember this. They wouldn't even let Archie Moe fight for the title until he got to be about 38 years old.
That's young. You know, remember the guy, the young, what is that, Gig Young, or whatever his name was, Life Begins at 40? Used to be a TV program that we ain't even got there yet.
Nope.
Well, come on with it, guys. Who's the next question? What's your next question?
And our next question comes from Raymond of 411mania.com.
Hey, Happy New Year, Roy.
Thanks,
Don.
Brother.
Always a pleasure.
Hey, great.
Hey, Roy, what does a win to you against Trinidad mean? for your career and to you personally, should you
career-wise, don't mean much except that I must KO him. See, that's what they are, that's what they not realizing. He got to go. I can't go 12 rounds with him. He got to go. I don't want no win by decision, no win by unanimous decision. No, that would not be good enough for me at this time. No way. He got to go.
Now, should it go into the later rounds? I mean,
I don't care what round it is. What I'm going to do, he still got to go.
So either way, it's a guaranteed knockout by Jones.
I got to. I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this. And I could be being bold. I could be being crazy, but I'm just going to be honest with you.
All right.
Straight up the way I look at it, Bernard Hopkins, not as good as me. Oscar De La Hoya, not as good as me. Fernando Vargas, not as good as me. None of those guys, to me, are my equal, and they stopped him. If I don't stop him, I'm going to be pretty mad.
Sounds good.
Y'all heard that. I mean, this is so phenomenal. That's why I'm so very pleased, honored, and privileged to be able to be a part of this great event. And I think that y'all really going to see a new Roy Jones. When they say, and the new, as they would say, when a champion is being announced, is the same thing. And this is rededication, redoubling of efforts, and it's role model time to show people, when everyone says, no, you can't, they say, yes, I can, and to demonstrate what you can do when God is with you.
Jones, what do you think you have left to accomplish in your career before you?
Just like for me, I'd be having so much fun sometimes. See, my problem with people understand, I love what I do. You know, if you go back, when you see this stuff, you're going to realize that Roy Jones Jr. loves what he does. I have a good time performing for people. And what I'm seeing is people out there, you know, doing things, looking pretty good, but they still ain't being me. They ain't getting the people all their money's worth that they should be getting them as far as what I think you should do. So I got to come back out and show them how to give them all what they pay for. You know, I'm a teak. I got my teak brothers, my frat brothers, they're going to be checking me out, you know. So it's like I got to go give them something to look at. They're young, they aspiring guys, they want to know how to do good things. I got to show them what this is about. You understand me? I'm the head dude almost, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm the big guy that they know that they get to watch me perform and represent them come January 19th. I got to go show these women that want to go fight against, that's fighting against breast cancer, that's winning, that want to get up every day and become a fighter again because they know that tomorrow they may have a better chance to defeat that. I got to go show them what it feels like to be able to get out there and do it. They give me inspiration. Some of them, they fighting something that they can't even see. They just know it's on them, and they got to fight it. Well, I'm going to show them what I do. And what I do is because I enjoy my job, what God blessed me with, I'm going to go out and fight just to get them like another reason to be fighting. You feel me? When people, when them girls told me that down there, they like, no, you are the reason that I still fight this. Because I feel like as a fighter, you had to go against a lot of things, and you overcame all of it. And for them to tell me that made me say, you know what, I ain't worried about nothing no more. I'm going out to have a good time. I'm fighting, I'm performing. I'm giving my best performance because you never know who might be watching. You know, if I can encourage a lady with breast cancer to get up and fight that every day, who knows who I can encourage through the power, through the blessing that God gave me. So you use your blessing for what God gave it to you for. My best, obviously, was to show people how to go out and do things against what people say you can and can't do. To show them that you still can no matter what people say. You believe in God, don't worry about what people say. You do what you do.
Great.
Well, you know what I can add to that? You got many, many kids now are coming up to me all over the world, wherever I go, with this fight, because this is an inspirational fight, and it gives kids and things the opportunity to rededicate themselves and double their efforts and go out and to work in whatever field. They don't always be boxers, but they can be people that are dedicated and committed to whatever you got to do. You got to choose it, and you got to work at it. You got to stick to it and make it happen. You know what I mean? That means you got to be focused and disciplined. Without pain, there's no gain. The struggle goes on. And this is why I'm so very proud of both of these guys. And with Tito coming out of retirement, and the only one he was looking for is Roy Jones. When we first started, we were talking about getting this other fighter, Floyd Mayweather, was looking at the dollar signs. But when his father told him about Roy Jones, Roy Jones became the design of his life to go out there to try to fight him. And Roy recognized that and put himself to work in a way that's been so fervently that is unbelievable. Nobody, everyone says it's incredulous. They can't believe this is Roy Jones. Well, believe it. You are talking to Roy Jones Jr., the man who dedicated and committed to excellence, and he does it passionately.
Well, we're looking forward to the fight, guys. Hey, thanks a lot. Good luck, Roy.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay, and our next question comes from Matt of Boxing Tribune.
Hey, Roy, how you doing? Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you. Same to you.
Victorious against Felix Trinidad. Are you looking at the winner of the potential Bernard Hopkins and Joe Calzaghe fight?
If Calzaghe win, yeah.
So if Hopkins wins, you still don't want him?
And he don't want me. Ain't no question about it. I ain't wasting my time. If you don't want me, that's obvious.
So if Hopkins is victorious in that fight, then who are you looking at facing in the future after you attend that fight?
I don't know yet.
As the promoter, I'm, you know, the fight with Calzaghe ain't made, and Calzaghe wants him. He ain't going to get it doing with Hopkins. He's going to be one that he's going to be able to deal with a Roy Jones when this fight takes place on the Madison Square Garden on the 19th. It's going to be Roy's world. He ain't got to worry about any of that. Somebody will come. And don't forget, Roy is a game killer. He don't mess around with whatever thing, whatever weight you go with. If you're a hot star, you're where Roy is going to be pointing that direction, because no one believed in their wild imagination that he'd be able to go in there and beat Ruiz. You know what I mean? And only misfortune is what kept him from going out there to beat Holyfield. He did truly phenomenal because he won a heavyweight title. He didn't try and go in there and say he put up a good effort. He went in there, he came, he saw, and he conquered. I mean, so it's a very different, you know what I mean, of what it is. So Calzaghe can beat Bernard, or Bernard can beat Calzaghe, but that don't make them nothing. With the comeback trail is nobody but Roy Jones Jr. And the public and the acclaim will be worldwide. So this is what we're looking for. So we just let everybody make their matches. We don't not know matches. All we do is say, come on with it. Whoever it is, whoever we are, let him come.
Boy, Glenn Johnson again, if he beats Chad Dawson?
I would fight whoever again. Chad Dawson, Glenn Johnson, Antonio, I don't care. Bring all of them. It don't really matter. Let me tell you one more time, like I told you. My time, my probation period is over. I went through what I had to go through. I'm through with that. I don't care who he is. Line him up. Tell him, call us. Tell him what he want. Line him up, and we going to him. I don't care where he at. If we got to go over there to fight Joe, if we got to go down back down south to fight Tarver, if we got to go to Miami to fight Glenn Johnson, I don't give a care. Dude, my name is Roy Jones Jr., a.k.a. Superman. I can care less who the other guy is on the other side. Just bring him.
Thanks a lot, Roy. See you January 19th.
Thank you.
All right. See you there, man. Happy New Year to you.
And our next question comes from Jerry of SecondsOut.com.
Hello, Roy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
You both make me feel young. Thank you. And Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Roy, last time I spoke to you, I believe it was on Doc Stanley's radio show, if you recall.
Yep.
And I asked you, and I made a comparison about you and Archie Moore, and I asked you about your win over Ruiz. And you agreed with me that you didn't beat him with muscle. You beat him with finesse.
That's right.
Okay. If you were to do that over again, and I made that comparison with Archie Moore, because Archie bounced from heavyweight to light heavyweight without any difficulties, because he didn't put on muscle as you did.
Right.
He put on fat and used what you have is skill.
Right.
The two of you were really basically the same in that regard.
Right.
If you were to do it again, would you put on just weight, you know, just to get up there, 190, whatever, with some fat? Or would you be compelled to put on muscle again?
I think I'd do it with the fat this time.
Might you do that?
Yeah, the fat this time, or the fat easier to come off, and it wouldn't hurt my body as bad coming down.
I gave you an idea. Now I feel good.
Yep, you gave me a real good idea.
Why do you think Tito chose you?
Because he wanted somebody that people were going to gravitate towards seeing him fight. He didn't want to fight somebody that was going to be, like, less of a name. He wanted to fight a bigger name. Number one, he knows if he fight a person like me, I'm explosive in both hands. He know he got to come in on his game, so he wanted to also force himself to get ready. He wanted something that was going to motivate him. Fighting a guy like a Bernard Hopkins and a Wake Wright, they didn't really motivate him because they're not power punchers. He knows he's a power puncher, and to get to a power puncher, you got to have another power puncher. Or else, if you just fight a power puncher with a boxer, the power puncher, you're going to be beat. Because those guys don't take pride in their power. They just want to outbox him and stay away from his power. So with me, he knows that Roy is a power puncher, too. Roy's going to fight me. Roy ain't going to be running, so I got a chance to hit Roy. And he feel like, well, hey, this is the best chance I can take. I want to fight somebody I can hit. So he feel like at 39, he can hit me. And he probably can, but they're going to do no good.
I'm surprised to hear that because you're always very difficult to hit. Even at 39, I would imagine.
I'm saying he's thinking he can hit me.
why do you want him?
He asked for me. I didn't ask for him.
He wanted the best. I can tell you that because I sat there with him and his father in Puerto Rico. And when they were going through the assortment of it, you know, yes, we can make money with Floyd Mayweather, but we would not get any prestige from beating Floyd Mayweather. We would be the big guy, and we go out there and we win. We ain't did nothing. Roy Jones is the giant on the scene. He's the biggest name, the best fighter. and he has history attached to it. So it goes beyond the strength of a payday. It goes to a legacy and get paid at the same time. That's the difference of what you have in this fight. You have the pride and the joy and the glory of both of these individuals pitted against each other, and then you will truly see which is the best in the world coming out of this, out of the scene where they were not being fighting before, and then they've been champions and went long, and then came back again, bright and scintillatingly beautiful. This is what counts.
And for me, I feel like, to be honest personally, I feel like since I went up and beat his fellow Puerto Rican friend, General Reeves, as a heavyweight, he wants to try to come up and make up for the same thing because he's doing similar to what I did. He asked for the guarantee and let me take the gamble. But since Reeves did it for me, he gave me the guarantee and he took the gamble. And I turned around and did it for Tito. I took the gamble and let him have a guarantee because I'm the bigger fighter. So I did exactly what Reeves did because I feel like Tito is trying to somewhat avenge that too.
You think a win over Tito gets you a title shot?
No, I can get a title shot anytime I want to. All I got to do is call them tomorrow and say, hey, I want to fight Sunset for the title. They'd be glad to give me a title shot. They know I can beat 95. They know I can beat 110% of the champions out there right now. It's just me having to be motivated. And right now with me being motivated, they already know. So most of them probably going to be trying, the champions going to be trying to not give me a shot.
Thank you very much.
That is.
And thank you, Don.
All right, this is the People's Championship. That's really what counts.
And our next question comes from Robert of USA Today.
Hi, Roy. How you doing?
All right.
Two questions quickly for you. One is, tell me in your own words why you think people should put down $50 to see you and Tito fight. And number two is, did your knockouts prove, did they change you as a fighter?
My knockouts did not change me as a fighter, no. If they would change me, they ought to still be trying to knock out people even when I went to the heavyweight division. And I was trying to knock out to a degree, but I was more of a boxer as a heavyweight. What happened was when I came back to light heavyweight, I lost all the muscle, I lost my energy, and I was trying to go for a knockout then later on because I didn't want to do the whole 12 rounds because my body was tired. And I couldn't understand why my body was so tired, but it didn't dawn on me until the time came for it to dawn on me, which is now. So after I understood myself and understood what all I had been through, everything was good. The reason you should tune in to watch this fight is because everybody that ever watched Roy Jones Jr. already knows that Roy Jones Jr. puts on a show if he fights against a paint can. It don't matter what you put on the other side of the ring with me, I'm going to give you a show regardless of who and what is on the other side. Now, with it being Felix Trinidad on the other side, he coming to fight all day long. He don't do no backing up. He's strictly fighting. He brings his left hook to the game. He's hoping to land it because he feels like he can knock an ox out with his left hook if he can land it. So if you want to see a wonderful fight, two guys come out there and go at it for real, knowing, and I'm telling you right now, I'm putting my word on it, that he ain't going 12 rounds with me. You want to see a wonderful fight, you want to see a good fight that's going to definitely end in him getting knocked out, then you want to put your money down and check it out on January 19th. Simple.
Thank you.
And that's every reason that this fight is there and why they be fighting, because this is what's going to make this fight. You know, this an irresistible force against an immovable object, and something got to give it will on January 19th at Madison Square Garden. This is going to be a great fight, not an ordinary fight, an extraordinary fight.
Okay, and our next question comes from Keith of Herald News.
Hey, Roy, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good. I understand why you don't want to concede if it's been difficult for you to make the weight and everything, but this is the lowest weight you've had to weigh in at in about 11 years or so. So have you done some things differently in camp? Have you had like a longer camp, or what are some of the things maybe you've done to prepare to weigh in lower?
What I did do was have a much longer camp to give my body a chance to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm. How long was it altogether?
Oh, my goodness. It probably been about a three-month camp.
And has it been about the same as you expected, or more difficult to get down? Or
a little bit more
been?
Difficult than I expected, but it's been about, pretty much been all normal. Sure. But I love it. You know,
okay.
In fact, I'm a true professional, and I'll be right where I'm supposed to be come time.
Okay, great. Thanks,
this is going to be a great fight, gentlemen. I'm going to have to take off, Roy. Good looking out. Keep working, man. Do your thing, and it's going to be a great fight in Madison Square Garden on January the 19th. You got it in your most capable hands. It's faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, leaps single buildings in a single bound. What is he, a bird? He's a plane. He's Superman. Talk to you later.
How did you do? Hello? Hello?
Hey, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, did you want to still take questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a couple more.
And our next question comes from Joe of FightFan.com.
Hey, Roy, how's it going today?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you know, the last couple of years, I guess, and maybe specifically the Hanshaw fight. It seemed to me that you maybe have modified your style a little bit in the Hanshaw fight. You kind of had a higher guard. Was that something conscious? Is that something you've been working on lately?
Yeah, I've been working on that lately because I got a different style that I never had to use coming up because I was so quick. But now I think I want to start using it a little bit more. You put them hands and come on, make them get it. Because most fighters, I can weigh them down there and beat them. And it does work against some fighters, especially if a guy's not that big of a puncher and he got real problems with his hands.
Is that something we could expect to see you use in the Trinidad fight as well?
I don't know yet. Whatever it takes to get to Tito is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go to him. He's going to be right there in front of me. So I doubt if I use him.
All right. And in the Hanshaw fight, I mean, you know, the combo you got and knocked him down, I guess, with the 11th was one of the most spectacular knockdowns I've seen from you in a while. Did that specifically help you restore your confidence and get you to the level you're at today?
Most definitely. And that's why I was trying to tell people that. I just had to make sure that I was back sitting like my old self. And that's what I realized. My probation period was over with. Now I'm back. My body has rekindled, got itself back together, and I still got the power to take people out because I took them out with a three-punch combination in the 11th round. That's pretty late in the fight to be knocking somebody down. You understand me?
Did that surprise you? I mean, did you surprise yourself there?
No, it didn't surprise me. It didn't surprise me at all. I knew I could have took him out. I just said, you know what? I ain't going to kill the guy. He doesn't know no better than his fault that he has. And I need the rounds. You know, I've been off. I ain't been doing much. I haven't fought in a year, so I needed the rounds.
All right, Roy, thanks a lot. I mean, good luck with the Trinidad fight. We'll be watching for sure. So.
Okay, and our next question comes from Martin of Yahoo Sports.
Hi there, Roy. Good afternoon.
Yeah, how you doing, man?
Not too bad. You touched on this a little bit previously, but I just kind of wanted to clarify with you. Would you potentially be prepared to go to the UK if that was the only way a fight with Calzaghe could be arranged?
If they sign the fight on January 20th, when I get out the ring for the 19th with Tito Trinidad, if they ain't signed to fight him at Benoit, I'm headed straight to the UK from New York.
Do you, what do you make of Calzaghe and what he's done over the past year or so?
Calzaghe's good. He's been doing his thing. I mean, I listen. I love Calzaghe as a fighter. Don't get me wrong. I think he's one of the best super middleweights to ever come through. I love him as a fighter. I think he's a wonderful, superior fighter. And it's like, for me, you know, the way I look at things is I try to be as fair as I possibly can be. You know, it's like I look at people, I look at the way the world goes, and you know, anything I talk about is really about fairness. I just want to be fair to people. And so for me, if Ricky hadn't came over here to fight against Floyd Mayweather, it may be one of our time to go over there and let them have a big fight, and we go there and fight Joe Calzaghe. So if somebody want to go, I'll go.
That's great. Thanks, Roy.
Yeah.
And our next question comes from Michael of BoxingScene.com.
Roy, there was a report today that Mike Tyson would like a third fight with Evander Holyfield. Can you see yourself fighting the winner of that one?
Yeah, you know, I can see myself fighting the winner of anything, so most definitely.
And that would be is Don still around? I'd like to get
him. Nah, he's gone, but of course, you know, he'll make that happen with the quickness. Heavyweight fight again, me, Mike Tyson, or Evander Holyfield, you know good and well he'll make that happen. Then
okay.
He might count out Calzaghe for that.
Do you feel any responsibility for getting guys who are over 40 to come start, you know, talking about coming back? Or
no, I mean, they were doing Joy Paul is to get the one that would be responsible for that. He did at 45 years old.
Okay.
I ain't 40 yet. How can I be responsible?
Hey, where do you get to be 68, okay? Good job. Thanks, Lord.
Yeah.
And our next question comes from Keith of the Herald News.
Hey, Roy, I tried to ask before where I got cut off there. I was just wondering what your thoughts are, and I'm not sure how much input you had on this, but there are ringside tickets for this fight that are $15,000.
Really?
I was just wondering what your thoughts on that are, and I mean, who could reasonably be expected to buy those type of tickets?
I don't know. Really, if you got, you know, it's a lot of big fighters in New York. It's a lot of people with a lot of big things. You know, it's like if you're gonna be a big fighter, you wanna come see the real fight, then you know, I guess they'll probably be able to come do it. I mean, I don't know. That ain't really my field, and I didn't put the ticket prices. Now, I know that for me, if you had to pay $25,000 to watch me work, it wouldn't be too much as far as I'm concerned. But I didn't do that, so I can't really talk about it too much.
Okay. Thank you, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have more questions. Next question is from Ramon of 411mania.com.
Hey, Roy, you mentioned a little earlier, and actually you also mentioned that at the press conference in L.A., you said you're having fun now. You're having a good time right now. You're enjoying the sport. Now, I remember, well, it's been a while now, but you had mentioned quite a few times that you had become bored with the sport. It's probably, mid-90s. But you'd become really bored with the sport, and you really didn't want to fight anymore. What is it that changed your perspective?
I think after losing to Tom and Glenn Johnson, it's like you stop and you look at it and you say, what was wrong? Well, first of all, you weren't yourself physically nor mentally. Definitely wasn't yourself physically, but you really wasn't even yourself physically. You definitely weren't yourself physically, but you really wasn't yourself mentally either. So you don't want to go out not being yourself. You need to go back and remotivate yourself and find yourself. Obviously, if God made that happen to you, he wants you to go back and do something different. He wants you to go back and find yourself. So you need to go back and find yourself and see what you did wrong, see what's going on with you, because you know yourself. If you're not out there having fun, you're not being you. And I said, you're right. That's what I mean. I need to go back and rededicate myself as much as what God was telling us. And it was.
Was there any one particular event or thing that happened?
It was a few events. Just kind of like after going through what was going on and looking at the whole thing, so God knows how to reach me better than anybody else does because he won't reach me. So I don't know. I don't be knowing. I just kind of go along as it comes to me. It comes to me. But he knows what it takes to get my ball bounced better than that.
All right. Thanks, Ray.
All right.
Okay, and our next question comes from Raul of El Vocero newspaper.
Good afternoon, Roy. How are you? Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you. Same to you, man.
On a lighter note, quick question. How big of a factor is the largely Puerto Rican crowd going to be at the Madison Crew Garden for the fight?
I just got to make sure that as a professional, I got to do like I always do, tune that out and just do what I do.
Good enough. All right, Roy, you have a good fight, and look forward to seeing you at the fight.
Thank you, man.
Okay, and our next question comes from Matt of Boxing Tribune.
Roy, how you doing again? If you do get the Calzaghe fight, would you be willing to fight him at super middleweight? Because I see you have not fought at super middleweight since 1996, ironically, in Madison Square Garden against Brian Brandon.
Right, and if I make this 170, well, what's two more pounds?
Right. Thanks, Roy.
All right.
Okay, and our next question comes from Janet of Orlando Times.
Hello, Roy. What's up?
How you doing, Janet?
How you doing?
All right.
I have two questions to ask you. The first question is, back when I saw you before you fought, when you were deciding to stay at heavyweight or go to light heavy, Why did you go back to light heavy? Why didn't you fight Chris Bird?
Because, first of all, Chris Bird really wasn't as big of a money fighter as I wanted to be for a heavyweight, and it would have been kind of crazy to fight him at that time unless there was big money on the table, because he really ain't what they consider a heavyweight. So it's like you really defeating your purpose. You're going to fight a small guy that fast. Go back down and fight a small guy in your own weight and light him. And secondly, when, like I said earlier, when you look at the whole historic event that Bob Fitzsimmons is, he won a heavyweight title. When he lost it, he came back and regained the light heavyweight title. It'll be a long time, if it ever even happens again, before a guy goes from middleweight championship to win the heavyweight championship and goes back down and regains the light heavyweight championship. Because had Tony stood up with the way he did with Ruiz and not feel the steroid part of it and won the heavyweight championship, he'd been the second guy, but he's no way capable of going back down to regain the light heavyweight championship.
Okay. I understand a little better now. Also, I want to ask you, what did you learn within the past 3 years with your losses, and now you see yourself being able to come back with this big fight coming up on January 19th?
What I learned was that, first of all, you can't let the world change. You got to kind of stick to what God tells you to do. You try to go out and do things for other people, you're really just wasting your time, because they're not the ones that you are supposed to please. They didn't give you the talent to do it. God did. So unless you're doing it for God, you're doing it for the wrong reason. Secondly, the personality I had was a great fun personality. This is why I started boxing, because I used to have fun, love to aggravate people, get on people's nerves, but I had fun doing it. Never let nobody get me upset or get under my skin. And after them last years, it got to where I was letting people dictate so much of what I do to them, getting to me and get under my skin. So it was easy for a fighter to get under my skin because I was letting everybody else get under my skin. I had to learn to kind of cut it back down and get back to being myself. myself as that person that has a great time, entertain people while I'm working, and have fun doing it. And that's what Roy Jones Jr. does. People always talk about me having my hands up and all, but the both times I got caught with the good punches, my hands were up, I just wasn't having a good time.
Okay. That's basically it for me now. And also, even though Don King missed my question, this has been an honor being able to write the articles that I have been able to put out, and I'm going to enjoy coming to the fight, and I'm very happy, and I wish you the best, and I hope you're successful.
Thank you very much, Anna.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And there are currently no questions at this time.
All right, thank y'all all for coming in, tuning into this, and I look forward to seeing y'all or y'all seeing me on January 19th.